There are three stages of human life. One is teenage life. So when you are on teen, you have time and energy, but you have no money in the hands. The second stage of human life is working life, that is midlife. We have money and energy, but you have no time. The third stage of human life is old age life. We have time and money, but we have no energy. Last Sunday, Gospel spoke about Jesus feeding about 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. After that, Jesus and his disciples crossed Lake Galilee. And today in the Gospel passage, we have seen that people followed Jesus across the lake. When they met him, as expected, their reaction was, "Let us make Jesus our political leader so that we can eat well every day." However, Jesus tells them frankly that they did not follow him because they believe that he is the Messiah, but because they merely want more food to eat. They want their food security be assured. But Jesus surprises them by saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Actually, their request for food is legitimate because the psychologists speak about the 3 levels of human nature. First, we are physical creatures with sensual gratifications like eating, drinking, which need to be satisfied. That is why we hunger for hundreds of things in life, physical hunger which only food can satisfy. Second, we are psychological beings. We are capable of using our minds, feelings, and imagination. Our motivations are the need for love, need for self-respect, need for fame, and need for esteem. That is why we hunger for feelings of importance, for nobody wants nobody. We hunger for relationships, for without them we are like a lone tree on the top of the hill at the mercy of every wind and blows. We hunger for faith and we hunger for love. The third level is we are also spiritual beings having souls, hungering for beauty, truth, wisdom, and eternal fulfillment. That is why we are hunger for the bread of eternal life, which is the hunger for God. Don't work for the food that perishes, but work for the food of eternal life, Jesus tells us. The trouble with us is that we are so preoccupied with our material needs, our pursuit for fame and more wealth, that we overlook our spiritual need. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Jesus is the bread of life found in the Word of God. That is why the Bible is the greatest traveler all over the world. It penetrates every country, civilized and uncivilized, in order to fill our hungry hearts. Jesus, the bread of life, found in the Eucharist, that is the sacrament of sacraments. Jesus decided to hide inside of bread with all his power and become the food of the souls of his followers. It is in the Eucharist does God give us as food, which is a gesture of his love. Jesus Christ, as our Eucharistic food, nourishes us and strengthens us, not by making us less human, but by making us more courageous, not by eliminating temptation, but by making us stronger to say no to sins, not by making life soft and gentle, but by giving us the courage to fight hard, not by giving us a different nature, but by elevating the nature which we have. There is within each person a human craving for deeper satisfaction, for a more lasting food, that is our spirituality. And this food the Lord has been giving us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. In the Holy Mass, the Church offers us two types of bread, that is the bread of life contained in God's Word and the bread of life contained in the Holy Eucharist. The powerful Word of God gives us strength and inspiration to fight and conquer our temptations and to practice Christian love by serving others sacrificially and helping others by sharing our blessings with others. Secondly, just as our normal food nourishes and strengthens our body, enables us to work, promotes physical growth, and dispels fatigue, our spiritual food in the Word of God and in the Holy Eucharist do these things and much more in our soul. So in every Eucharist we receive Holy Communion. So what is the result supposed to be? It unites us most closely to Jesus himself, because he himself said in John chapter 6, "He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." Secondly, it unites each one of us individually to each individual member of the human race through Jesus. Thirdly, the Holy Communion imparts actual graces, including strength, the power to withstand temptation, and the desire to practice virtue while maintaining, deepening, and increasing sanctifying grace in the soul. And fourthly, communion gives us more self-control, freeing us from repented venial sins of anger, envy, evil thoughts and desires, and other evil propensities. And lastly, communion cancels the temporal penalties of sin according to the measure of our devotion. So every time that we participate in the Eucharist, receive communion, we remember that God is coming to us, as he said, "I am the bread of life."